The storied origins of the American Thanksgiving go back to acts of community that occurred long before this country's founding. This morning, NPR's Alex Chadwick has what he calls a communal Thanksgiving report that goes back much further.
The world's oldest known art was painted on rock walls in European caves perhaps 35,000 years ago. But Africa has more and possibly older rock art than anywhere else. In caves, on open rock faces, on overhangs, sometimes on sections of mesas with flat rock outcrops stretching hundreds of feet across.
You get everything from enormous painted human figures, which might stand as much as 18 to 20 feet high.
David Colson founded the Trust for African Rock Art to help find, identify, and preserve ancient stone artworks in incredible variety throughout the continent.
You get engravings which might be absolutely minute, the most exquisite little thing. You could have cut it out and put it, you know, around your neck on a medallion. Or once again, in the other direction, the engravings that we've recently been looking at and recording in Niger of life-size giraffe. By definition, I mean, they're pretty enormous, and those engravings were made about 8,000 years ago, deeply etched into the rock. And this was obviously something in the world class of art, yet done thousands of years before the pyramids.
Dazzling samples of the work are displayed in David Colson's new book, African Rock Art. Some of the images, contemporary in feel, strong design, silhouette figures painted on stone, have been exposed to sun and weather for thousands of years and still retain glorious tones of red and black. Others were chiseled in deep relief, long before metal tools.
Classically, what they seem to have done is that they used a very hard stone, like a sort of flint or chert, as the actual chisel, and then there would be a hammer stone that they would use. So they would hammer out the groove, and then we think that they frequently polished out that groove with a smoother, perhaps softer stone to create the final product. And it was highly skilled. It would, in some cases, have taken a huge amount of time. I mean, we find a lot of engravings on granite, and you can imagine how long that would take.
When you go and look at these works, some of the larger works say, is this the work of one person or is it communal art?
Well, I think probably there was like a school, you know, I mean, like a particular school of art. It had been the older craftsman, and the younger people perhaps would have worked with him or her, and they would have created these images. One of the things that we have wanted to, I hope, succeeded in dispelling in the book is this rather archaic notion that rock art is the sort of primitive doodlings of idle man. We're talking here about great art by any standard. I mean, this is a truly extraordinary heritage.
When David Colson started working seriously on rock art 10 years ago, his first partner was the famous anthropologist Mary Leakey, no one knew how much of it lay undiscovered in remote valleys and unvisited deserts. Since then, the photographer-explorer has made finds in many parts of Africa, especially the Sahara.
So we have this plan, we know of certain things that we definitely want to see. Once we're there, maybe we find all of those, maybe we don't, but we're with always, of course, the local people who might be the Tuareg or the Tubu or the nomads there. And we'll look across at some mountains and we'll say to this chap, you know, is there anything over there? And he says, oh, well, my father was there and he said that he'd seen something and, you know, maybe there is so much that's still out there that hasn't been recorded at all. One of the things about rock art is it opens these windows onto vanished cultures and worlds in a very particular and important way. Indeed, we sometimes travel for over 1,000 miles in the Sahara without seeing a single living soul. Yet there all around you are engravings and, likely as not, shards of pottery. You look around and it dawns on you that there was a whole world, a whole culture. Maybe people lived there for thousands of years, but now it's returned to nothing. And it's a very sort of humbling experience, you know, because you think, well, is this what's going to happen to us?
David Coulson's book is called African Rock Art. Here we are today, beginning our own annual cycle of holiday festivities. And it's not seasonal to dwell on destruction and hatred, yet this year they are unforgettably with us. Still, the remarkable, enduring images of rock art demonstrate there is, too, an undeniable human resolve to create, and it's been woven into us for tens of thousands of years. There'll be plenty of family and football in many homes today, but if you can, come to our website, npr.org, for a few moments. There's a gallery there of images of African rock art, something worth celebrating, something to be very thankful for. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.